Welcome to House Call, the podcast where we dive into the do's and don'ts of interior design. I'm your host, Caroline Klein. I'm an interior designer, vintage obsessed, and I want you to love coming home as much as I do. I'm here to give you practical tips and a roadmap to creating a home you never want to leave. Think of this as a coffee date with your interior design bestie. Let's get into it. Hello, hello, my friends. Welcome back to the podcast. Today is going to be kind of a short and sweet little episode for you. We are going to be talking about the tools and the resources that I use on a daily basis as an interior designer. But before we get into that, let's chat about what I have been loving lately. I have been obsessed lately with just casual dresses. As I have gotten bigger in this pregnancy, I obviously don't fit into most of my clothes. And ordinarily, I am a jeans person. I just live in jeans, and that's the way that I normally live my life. But even maternity jeans, I just don't find them to be like that comfortable. And so I have been reaching for a lot more casual dresses. I've found some really cute ones on Poshmark, Anthropologie, Old Navy has some cute ones. And yeah, that's basically what I've been loving lately. Very simple, but that's what's on my mind. Now, let's get into talking about the meat of this episode. And that is, like I mentioned, the tools and the resources and the books that I use on a daily basis as an interior designer. Like I've mentioned before on past podcasts, sometimes I think people just don't entirely know what interior designers do on a daily basis. And there's a lot more that goes into creating a successful project than I think people might realize. It's not just looking at paint colors and pretty fabrics. There's a lot of space planning and a lot of details that go into what we do every day in order to create a smooth project from beginning to end. And so I just wanted to give you a little bit of a peek behind the curtain into the tools that I use, into the tools that kind of give my clients at the end of the day, a successful project. As always, not every interior designer does things the same. Certain interior designers might not use any of these tools or they might use totally different tools. But this is just what we do and what I've found works best for the time being until I'm introduced to something new and then I'm proven wrong and I switch to something else. So let's start off with softwares because I think that's what people are most curious about, if I had to guess. Primarily, I use Revit and AutoCAD for all of my construction documents, my floor plans, elevations, shop drawings. And all of these documents are super important for a project because they communicate all of the details that we need to contractors and subcontractors and to the client. And then they also just ensure that we are figuring out space correctly, that we're not buying furniture that's way too big, or we're not designing pieces that are, you know, too big or too small. It just really helps with the details and with the space planning of it all. So Revit and AutoCAD are both modeling softwares developed by the company Autodesk. Revit is what is called a BIM software or a building information modeling software, and that allows us to really build out intelligent models of buildings. And what's really great about it is that it's really comprehensive for everything mechanical, electrical, plumbing. It has all of that sort of capability within it. And then within Revit, I'm also able to put together lighting plans or reflected ceiling plans really easily. And so that makes it clear to the electrician exactly where I want certain things or what switches go to what, if that makes sense. So basically how it works is we build the model of the project in Revit, and then we are able to dimension it and annotate it clearly so that everyone is on the same page. And I cannot tell you what a difference it makes. It's so important that we are able to send contractors and clients a really clear picture of our vision and communicate that well. sometimes in an interior design project, an inch or two can make a big difference. So that's why a modeling software is really important. It's the most precise way, I think, to plan. But it's also super important from an efficiency aspect. It allows us to really easily and quickly make paint or finish schedules, keep track of windows or doors and the exact dimensions of said windows and doors and things like sill heights and materials and stuff like that. So if you think about like a huge interior design project, that might have dozens of doors and tons of different windows, and we need to be able to keep track of all of that so that we know how many windows to order and, you know, how high the sills of those are going to be. There's just so many tiny little details that go into an interior design project that need to be tracked and accounted for. So by having a powerful software like Revit, it ensures fewer mistakes and just little things slipping through the cracks. So that was Revit, and AutoCAD is sort of like the baby brother to Revit. This is kind of the industry standard, I would say, for a bunch of construction and engineering firms. To be honest, I prefer to use Revit most of the time because it's more powerful and it's faster, but AutoCAD definitely has its time and place for sure. Just like Revit, it allows you to make really precise drawings and dimensions and annotations, all of which ensure a project doesn't encounter too many hurdles. At the end of the day, both of these tools allow a way easier communication between the client and the interior designer and the subcontractor so that the project can go off without a hitch. Without these detailed drawings and this software, I guarantee the project will suffer. So that's why these tools are so necessary in this field and such a part of the interior design process. I have explored different 3D rendering softwares, and I truthfully kind of bounce around a little bit. I haven't found one that I'm totally in love with, and there are a bunch of different ones that give you beautiful results, but 3D renderings are especially helpful for things like kitchens and bathrooms that are really kind of extensive and expensive renovations. I think it's helpful sometimes for the designer and the homeowner to see exactly how the space will feel and the scale of things and how it all flows together, which you can get from 2D drawings, but for some projects, 3D is just really helpful for you to kind of be able to fly through the space and get a better feel for it, if that makes sense. The next software that I'm going to talk about that will not be a surprise to anyone that knows me is Google Sheets or Excel. I personally love Google Sheets, and I use this to organize basically everything in a project so that nothing falls through the cracks. Everything from finishes, lighting, paint, wall covering, furniture selections, accessory selections. There's so many things that go into an interior design project that I just want to make sure that we are keeping track of every single little detail. And frankly, I don't know how anyone does this job without Google Sheets or Excel. By keeping all of the selections organized in one place, I feel like I always have a handle on the tiniest details or the estimated time of arrivals or like what's coming and going. I mean, it's crazy how much of a difference this makes. And I also have different Google Sheets for different parts of the process. So I have one for lighting, one for wall finishes, one for things like trim and ceiling colors, furniture selection. So rest assured, I can keep track of everything that's happening in a project. And I think this is especially essential because most of the time when people are hiring an interior designer, they are doing it to free up some of their time because all of this tracking and all of these details take a ton of time, and that's what people need an interior designer to help them with. I also use Google Presentations and Canva a ton. This is how we create our design presentations, our options for the client, and just almost everything. I think Canva is particularly helpful in kind of laying out the finishes and the selections digitally. If I have a virtual design client, I am sending them lots of interior design presentations for them to review virtually. So Canva and PowerPoint are great because I have a lot of flexibility in terms of layout, and then I can just export them and send them off to my clients, and then they open them up on their end and we go through them together. Next up, this is not going to be a shock again, but Google Calendar, of course. This year, I've been super diligent about blocking my time, and it has made such a difference for me. I am ruled by my calendar. I've talked about it before, but I plan out my entire week on Sunday down to every single task and chore. And it just allows me to stay organized on with everything that we have going on and then get way more done. And I just feel more accomplished. Okay, so those were some of the sort of computer tools that I use. So Revit, AutoCAD, SketchUp, and other 3D modeling softwares, Google Sheets, Google Presentations, Google Calendar. But now let's move on to books. There are tons of books that I love about interiors, and a lot of coffee table books are really beautiful and inspiring. But I have found that those aren't really the ones that I'm kind of reaching for on a typical basis. I'm usually reaching for reference books that contain kind of hard and fast information that I need that's a little bit more technical, I guess, if that makes sense. So the first one is the National Kitchen and Bath Association Guidelines. This is a small little booklet that I use all the time for kitchen and bathroom renovations. These are not the rooms in your home where I think you should just wing it and do what feels good. There's a lot of math and codes and guidelines that need to be met in a space like a kitchen or a bathroom, especially if it needs to be handicap accessible or if you're thinking about aging in place. And then on top of that, there's a lot of traffic and water and heat in these spaces. So I want to be sure that we're able to deliver really beautiful bathrooms and kitchens that don't feel too cramped or awkward or just not functional. This is especially important that we get right the first time around, because there is nothing more expensive than going back to try to fix a poorly done kitchen or bathroom remodel. So that's why this book is great. It just has kind of all of those codes that I'm looking for, those guidelines that I'm looking for in terms of pathway widths and heights of countertops and things like that. Another book that I use frequently is Get Your House Right by Marianne Cusado and Ben Petrieth. This one is all about kind of getting the architectural details of your home right. I loathe when the architectural details of a house are wrong. It just kind of instantly cheapens the house, and I think it makes it really clear that the person that did the renovation didn't do their research. This book is great because it has tons of line drawings that help illustrate what you should and shouldn't do, and I just think it's a really helpful reference guide. And then the last one is Construction Drawings and Details for Interiors. This isn't something that the average person will need. It is a textbook that I have from one of my construction documents classes, and it's all about creating construction documents that are clear and communicate your intent precisely. The entire point of construction documents is to be able to hand them off to a general contractor and then for that person to be able to read the entire set of documents and have all of the information that they need without having to ask you questions. So I use this as a reference when I'm in Revit or AutoCAD and I'm creating a set of construction documents that need to be sent off to another contractor and I need them to be really clear. I would say that most of the things in this book are pretty second nature to me now, because I've been doing it for a little while, but every once in a while I will think, I don't exactly remember how to show that. So it's a helpful little reference guide for me to have. Okay, so those are some of my favorite softwares and reference books that I use, and then more utility items that I just use super frequently. First one is Micron pens. They're those kind of tan looking pens with a little black nub on the cap. And these are great for drawing floor plans by hand or sketching or just taking notes. I always have them in tons of different thicknesses. They're such a staple. I always have some in my purse. And then to go along with that, graph paper, obviously, I use a lot. Most of the time, I would say I'm working in AutoCAD or Revit to create floor plans or construction documents because it's just so much more accurate. So I don't use graph paper as much as people used to back in the day. But when I'm just trying to sketch out my ideas, or if I'm having a consultation with somebody and we're trying to kind of troubleshoot on the fly, it's usually faster for me to just grab some graph paper and a Micron pen and just sketch out what I'm thinking in terms of layout. It's usually faster to illustrate my point that way. Next up is a fan deck with paint swatches. I wouldn't be an interior designer if I didn't have one of these in my car almost at all times. Obviously, I use a calculator. I just use the calculator on my phone, to be honest, most of the time. People do not realize how much math goes into this job for things like measurements and pricing, things like that. I feel like we are always, always doing math. That brings me to my next point, which is a measuring tape. I obviously use a measuring tape a ton. I have a smaller one in my purse at all times in case I'm out and about and see a piece of furniture that strikes my fancy and I need to measure it. It's always helpful to have a measuring tape. And then I have kind of the big kahuna that I take out on job sites or to meetings. Along those same lines is a laser measuring tape. I love my laser measuring tape. I have just a little small one by DeWalt. I would say it's small. It's probably the size of half of a credit card, I would say. And it works really well. It's helpful when I'm like trying to measure a ceiling height and I don't want to have to do that with my measuring tape, or if I'm measuring a room by myself, it's really helpful to just be able to shoot the laser across the room. Okay, so to wrap up, I use Revit and AutoCAD, all of the Google kind of softwares, a variety of different 3D rendering softwares. I have a few books that I love, and then all of my little tools like Micron pens and graph paper and different measuring tapes and all of that. So I know this was a pretty short and sweet episode, but I hope it was fun to just give you a little peek into my toolbox, let you know the things that I use to make sure that these projects go smoothly and efficiently. And if you have any comments, let me know. I'd love to hear from you. Otherwise, I will talk to you guys next week. Bye.